This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
ESPN and Bill Barnwell, they put together the Projecting the Future Hall of Famers for all 32 teams. Now, I know we did a variation of this a couple weeks back, but this one is really interesting to me because I want to start with the Hall of Fame locks. Think about every player that is on an NFL roster right now. How many locks do you think there are for the Hall of Fame? And we can start listing them. 877-881-1053. And I don't mean like, because they have the different categories. There is the 100% lock. There is the likely category, which is 70 to 99%. There is the in the running category, which is 40 to 69%. And nice. Then there is the work to do category, which is 10 to 39%. And by the way, then I'm going to tell you there's the sad Miami Dolphins who got none of those categories. The closest they even said was Xavier Howard, who made a Pro Bowl in 2018. He is not even in the work to do category. Ooh. Every other team has at least some shot, but with the Dolphins, nothing.
Mad Ryan Fitzpatrick disrespect.
I want to point out, Kevin, I also voted on most of Bill Barnwell's questions on whether or not a guy was in or out.
Okay.
I saw him post it on Twitter and I was like, oh, I love this bit. So I started voting with him.
And by the way, for people early on who are saying Zach Martin and Tyron Smith are locks, neither one of them are in the 100% lock category, which I think is an outrage. But I did not get a
chance to make it. Because you think that Zach Martin could quit tomorrow and be in.
Zach Martin's a Hall of Famer now.
But you think it's like first ballot Hall of Fame, or is it just like, it might take a little bit, but he'll get in?
I mean, knowing the way the NFL likes to jack around with like, well, you didn't play that long. Like Calvin Johnson, they might make him wait. He's 100% a Hall of Famer now.
All right, so how are we doing this? Are we just going to start naming them to see if we can get...
Yeah, like, I'm just curious, before you start giving the names...
Joe Looney.
How many do you think there are? Are there five? Are there 50? Like, how many 100% locks do you think there would be?
In the NFL right
now?
In
the NFL right now.
I would say, because I'm looking up right now, I just saw Tom Brady on. He's in.
Yeah.
Drew Brees is in.
Is he?
Yeah.
I Rogers. Think that
Tom. Did you, hold on. Did you just ask if Tom Brady is in?
We have to wait till the
I'm
list
sorry,
is revealed.
Kevin, it is undeniable. As much as we might dislike him.
We'll wait until
and
the
I
list is revealed.
I'm frightened as what him and Mike Evans are about to do together.
Yeah, but what happens if we find out that he's a fraud and it was all system?
Yep.
He still can sit back on his six championships and be like, put me in there. I'm going to say six.
Okay.
Yeah, for that 100% lock, that's pretty tough. So
keep in mind, I told you Zach Martin and Tyron Smith are not 100% locked.
Sure, that wasn't going to change my thought process there. But yeah, somewhere around like 6 to 8 seems reasonable. So let's go say 7.
There are 11.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
Reggie, how many of the 11
oh my God.
Do you think you could name that are 100% locks now? So some people are weighing in about people who will be locks. We'll get to that. But I'm saying you're already a lock if you quit football now.
I can give you 5.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm going to let Reggie take that then.
Really? Okay.
Wow.
I'll take 6.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Oh, man.
Reggie, Corey always gets the best of you on this.
I know.
Are you going to let that happen again?
I know. This is a good one. I think I'll go with 7.
Ooh.
Oh.
8.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
That might have been higher than I would be willing to go.
I can't go 9. I'm not sure. Because once you get past that, you're starting to dip into the category of, are they certainly in? And I'm not sure if I got that for you.
All right, I'll go eight then, Kevin.
All right, there are 11. Okay, here's what we're doing. Feel free to help out. Well, don't help out, but feel free to weigh in with your own opinions.
Hold on, you don't want them to help me out?
No, because I think you can get it of your own accord.
Okay.
Bill Barnwell says right now there are 11 100% locks for the Hall of Fame, like if they quit football today. Corey says he can name 8 of the 11. Let's see if he can.
I think that Drew Brees is on the list and Tom Brady are on the list.
If you could please submit your answers one at a time as to not confuse the judges,
okay,
that would be correct.
Then I'll go with Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is on the list. Tom Brady is on the list. They are both 100% locks for the Hall of Fame. Corey has gotten 2 of the 8 he needs thus far.
By the way, if you're also on the Twitch cam watching there, you can help me out if you would like to, if you think that might help me in some way, shape, or form.
They would have done that for you too, Reggie.
I know.
I think that Adrian Peterson is a lock to be in the Hall of Fame.
Good answer.
All Day is correct.
I think so. I got 3 now.
You got 3.
Got to keep going with those old wash dudes. Those old wash dudes that are done. Those are great answers.
That is probably true.
Larry Fitzgerald.
There it is.
Larry Fitzgerald is correct.
Is a lock. Did I say Aaron Rodgers yet?
Not yet.
I think Aaron Rodgers is a lock for the Hall of Fame. He got the Super Bowl. He's been competitive there. I think Aaron Rodgers is there.
That is correct. So far, 100% locks for the Hall of Fame. There are 11. Corey has gotten 5, and he said he could get 8.
All right. I've gotten 5?
Yes. Crap. You've gotten Brees, Brady, Peterson, Fitzgerald, and Rodgers.
Old washed.
There are 6 remaining on the board.
Okay. And a lot of people will forget about him. And his coach just threatened that he was hospitalized. Jason Witten.
Jason Witten is correct.
Oh, that's interesting. I did not assume that he was 100% locked.
This one's risky. But I am going to throw Mahomes out there already.
This is where I think I disagree with the list based on some of the other people who aren't 100% locks.
Okay, all right. That's an interesting take.
You are correct, wow. Corey Majors.
Wow. So,
all right, so do you agree that he could hang it up and he's in the Hall of Fame after this?
I do not.
Okay, MVP and a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP?
That is correct. However, I don't believe, I'll have to double check this, I don't believe there is precedent for a player only being in the league this long. Like, even with Terrell Davis, you got 4 levels of eliteness. Like, I know you have gotten eliteness from Pat Mahomes, but I just don't think there is precedent, although I can double check, for 2 years of eliteness and nothing else getting you in. That's the only reason I disagree. And also, like, I have no doubt that Pat Mahomes will be in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, like, right now, I disagree.
So that is
correct. You've got 7 now. Brees, Brady, Peterson, Fitzgerald, Rodgers, Witten, and Pat Mahomes, all 100% locks for the Hall of Fame.
That was my riskiest one. I'm gonna go with an easy one, but I'm interested to see. J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is correct.
So, I feel like I could have named a couple more.
All right. Well, since you said that, let's continue.
Oh,
you have
crap.
Gotten 8 of the 11. There are 3 left on the board of 100% locks.
And before you do, there's someone on the Twitch chat who's saying, who is that old white beard kicker? I think you mean Adam Vinatieri, and I'm pretty sure he's out of the league now.
Oh, man. Dang.
So he would not be eligible.
So I know that you said Zach Martin's not.
On his defensive contemporary,
even though you say that Zach Martin is in already. And so I would say Aaron Donald, but that would be weird that Zach Martin wouldn't be there if Aaron Donald is.
Before I answer your question, Corey, the fan text has used this name a lot, and quite frankly, I feel like they're disappointed in you. How in the world have you not said Frank Gore?
Oh.
Because you know the truth.
Because he's going to play until the world ends, and he won't have an opportunity to go in the Hall of Fame.
I think that Frank Gore has a couple more seasons to try to get there. The big problem with Gore is I think he's, you know, he's going to have the numbers to set up. I think he's a Hall of Famer because when you look at the top, you know, 10 running backs in the all-time yards, he's there. But, you know, Kevin, there are guys like you that are going to try and spit on his name every chance you get.
Hey, not just me. This is what Bill Barnwell said when he put him in the likely category. Gore is the football equivalent of somebody like Jim Rice as a compiler who plays a position the electorate loves.
Yeah.
So he's not a lock. However, Aaron Donald is a lock. Care to take a shot at the last two? There are only two more left on the board. 100% lock Hall of Famers.
I think that Ben Roethlisberger is going to get in. But I don't think his career the last 5 years has been Hall of Fame worthy.
Ben Roethlisberger, 100% lock. Now, I want to throw this out there. Richard Sherman, Tyron Smith, Gronk, Earl Thomas, Russell Wilson, Kelsey, Patrick Peterson, all of these not locks. 100% locks. Now, keep in mind, the likely category goes all the way up to 99%. The last one on the list,
I
wouldn't have guessed. I would have put this one in likely, but he's awesome.
Is Terrell Suggs still playing?
I think he is.
He's like at 139 career sacks, which would put him above DeMarcus Ware. Doesn't he have a Super Bowl, too?
I think he does.
And he played for the Chiefs last year. Is he coming back to play for the Chiefs?
He's free agent right now. Okay,
then I won't say Suggs because he's a free agent right now. But if he signs with the team, I would make this – you said there were 11, Kevin. I would make it 12.
Okay.
So the next guy on the list is Von Miller.
Von Miller is 100% lock.
Super Bowl champion.
Wow.
Top 25 in sacks.
11 for 11.
Now, this is the part that I find really interesting when we evaluate Cowboys talent. There are only two teams in the league that have three likely or Hall of Fame locks. One is the Dallas Cowboys. Who do you think is the other one? So you have to be either likely or a lock to make the Hall of Fame. The Dallas Cowboys have three.
Baltimore?
Baltimore is incorrect.
Okay.
Baltimore has one likely in Earl Thomas, and then they put Lamar Jackson, Marcus Peters, and Justin Tucker all in the 40 to 69% category of in the running.
Nice. Pittsburgh can't be there. Is Pittsburgh there?
So for the Pittsburgh Steelers, it is also not them. They have Ben Roethlisberger at 100%, and then Marquise Pouncey and TJ Watt in the running category, but not in the top two.
I don't know, man. This is tough for me. I don't know, man. You go ahead.
The Arizona Cardinals. Larry Fitzgerald is 100% lock, and then they have, remember now, DeAndre Hopkins as well as Patrick Peterson are in the 70 to 99% category. So that top three right there, it is only the Arizona Cardinals, and it is only the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I wanted to run down
the
Cowboys.
Cowboys are as good as the Cardinals is what you're saying.
I mean, we might hope this year. For the Cowboys, 70-99% likely to get in the Hall of Fame. Zach Martin, Tyron Smith. That's stupid. Zach Martin's in the Hall of Fame now. And Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
So those are your top three. In the group of in the running, So this is 40% to 69%.
Nice. Dak.
Dak and?
Say Cheeto, Reggie. I dare you.
It's not Cheeto. Do not say that.
CeeDee Lamb.
Nope.
Okay.
You're in the right position.
Amari Cooper.
Amari Cooper. So Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper, 40 to 69% likelihood of making the Hall of Fame. And then work to do. 10 to 39%. It is DeMarcus Lawrence, Gerald McCoy, and LVE. Interesting that they chose LVE over Jalen Smith.
What if Alden Smith is for the next 3 years turns back into the All-Pro that he was before?
So they said that it would take a miraculous turnaround.
Okay, all right.
For Alden Smith. But
I have too much faith put in Alden Smith this year, Kevin. I'm sorry, man. It's my fault for hyping that up.
Look, there was a minute where it looked like Alden Smith was on a fast track for the Hall of Fame. By the way, lots of people have lots of questions. For the Seattle Seahawks, they have Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner in the likely category at 70 to 99%. And then next up is Jamal Adams, who is in the running at 40 to 69%. Marshawn Lynch is not on the roster, but I also don't think he is a Hall of Famer. So Bobby Wagner is in that elite, elite category, but he only gets up to 99%. Quite frankly, I would think that Bobby Wagner would already kind of be in that mix. So for the 817, the third for the Cowboys, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, and Ezekiel Elliott are all in that top group. And yes, Corey, people are still sad.
Frank Gore needs to be in.
You didn't shout out more for Frank Gore. And for the Kansas City Chiefs, because we had several questions about that, I do apologize. They also have three because Pat Mahomes is 100%. And then Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce are both in the likely category of 70 to 99%.
How many long snappers were within the 46% range, Kevin?
I don't think I saw anybody like that on the list. So the disrespect to Latisseur, of course, is
evident. Incredible list,
Kevin. Was there, real quick, was there any other team that you wanted to know, like, who their Hall of Famers could be or are or anything like that?
Maybe you said this, but is Chandler Jones on that list anywhere? Because I don't remember hearing his name. Was I wrong about that with the Cardinals?
Chandler Jones.
His talent level is elite. But
Chandler Jones is just a step down. He is in the running category.
Has still some work to do.
40 to 69%. Okay. And so I guess the idea was if you look at the standout seasons, you can make a push for it. But there's in-between seasons that don't stack up.
Did you say the Colts at all? Did you drop any of their guys?
The Indianapolis Colts, they have, and this is fascinating.
Eugene on here?
They have nobody that is likely, which I find to be surprising. The highest group they have is the in-the-running group, which is 40 to 69%, which includes Phillip Rivers, Quentin Nelson, and Darius Leonard. I mean, I think Darius Leonard and Quentin Nelson have a better shot of getting into the Hall of Fame than Phillip Rivers. You check back in 2 years and those guys might be in the next category.
I agree.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.